pre-starting the tape, we were discussing the Canadian contribution during the Cold War in regards to NORAD.
Well, as I said, I'm not really sure, NORAD versus NATO. I was involved in NATO primarily from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and then it was the 80s when I went to NORAD. Of course, at that time, in the 80s, NORAD was, to my mind, smaller than what it was previously, so my views could be a little skewed. I think that NATO was our bigger contribution to what we were doing at that time, although it was diminishing considerably also. But back in the 50s, when we were, you know, sort of almost the second largest air force in Europe, to the 60s, when we were still had a considerable force, although it was the latter part of 68 and 69, we started money getting cut, and we started cutting the number of squadrons. The army were all removed from Europe and come back to Canada. And the time I went back there in the 70s, very small.
NORAD sees a diminishing role of the Canadian fighter in the 70s, particularly here on the continent. Do you think that the technology that the Americans were developing and Canadians were helping install in Canada in any way made up for that loss of manpower and fire squadron? With the, let's say, the FOLs and the F-18s with the North Warning System, was that adequate to deal with the Soviet air breathing threat NORAD was concerned with?
Probably was, yeah, because even the Russians were starting to cut back on their bomber force too. So it probably was as meaningful then as what the larger numbers were previously. Again, I really can't speak too well on that particular aspect, because you'd have to know the before a little better than what I mean.
How about in your position in the Bluff in Colorado Springs, was that, and your time, obviously you saw what was operating in Colorado Springs main station itself. Did you find that extremely adequate for the Soviet threat?
It was about the minimum that you could expect the U.S. with. But to have made it any different, I'm not sure that it would have been any better, because with the plans that we had, you know, that we were just cycling along, keeping track of things. I mean, if something really happened to the mountain wall, then a lot of people came to help, not just the small crew that we were on. It was, I think, a meaningful job.
Great. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I think I have enough for today, and we'll see what happens. Maybe one more if you're up for it, but I've enjoyed my time with you and learned a great deal. Thank you.
If you want any time, give me a call.
Great.
I think you'll find that with Jerry Patterson this afternoon, he has been both NATO and NORAD, more NORAD than what I was, but he also had the NATO background. Should be interesting.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.